In 2 days, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, will be leaving her job. And moving forward after that, President Trump reportedly wants to pursue tougher immigration policies. Tougher. Given U.S. and international laws that govern migration, one wonders if that is even possible, or maybe the laws are just obstacles the president will step around. That's where we start today.
What has constantly upset this president is that his orders should be implemented not only fully, but immediately. Now, that's easier said than done, because we are still a country of laws, and that's not going to be changed by the firing of Secretary Nielsen.
That was Mustafar Chishti at the Migration Policy Institute, and he's wondering what might be next in terms of Trump's approach toward the border and the migrant crisis that we're seeing.
And that is The World's Monica Campbell. We're here to talk, Monica, about Secretary Nielsen's resignation and what comes next. So what else did you and Chishti talk about?
How some of the policies could get harsher, because with Nielsen out, the expectation is that somebody will come and take her place who may be much more in line with Trump, perhaps willing to test boundaries.
Yeah, but how much harsher could these policies get? I mean, there was already criticism of the ones we just saw under Nielsen's watch.
We could definitely see more Border Patrol agents being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border, particularly along Texas. We could see agents move from Canada to the southwest border, or perhaps more ICE officers from the interior to the border. I mean, what we're already seeing is border officers keeping some asylum seekers from even approaching the U.S. border.
In an attempt to seek asylum, though, which is totally legal, children have been separated from their parents by the U.S. government. Kids and parents have been put in detention. We're hearing stories of children traumatized to the point that when they reunite with their parents, they can barely bond with them. So what would harsher policies look like for the people who would actually experience them, like migrants?
So what you'll have are people waiting on the Mexico side, or perhaps moving more into the hands of smugglers and organized criminal networks, which, you know, in some ways are sort of rubbing their hands in Mexico because they see that with harsher policies and more, you know, a stricter U.S. border, that means that people who really do want to get into the United States will find a way.
Are we looking then at Mexico as the next pressure point here? And how will that pressure be applied, do you think?
Mexico is the next pressure point. When we saw Trump, that he pointed to Mexico and said, you know, you have a year to get trafficking in order and cartel violence in order and the migrant flow in order. They have already been cooperating significantly with the United States, including the new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's been working with the Trump administration in some ways by allowing migrants from Central America to be returned to Mexico. It'll be interesting to see what more Mexico can feasibly do. And I think we'll see more attention placed on the Mexico-Guatemala border as the next pressure point.
Have you spoken with anyone who has a sense of what happens next about that, about the Guatemala-Mexico dynamic here?
This morning, I spoke with Marta Sanchez Solar. She's an activist who works closely with migrants moving through Mexico. And this is what she told me about the Mexico-Guatemala border.
On that river, everything crosses to Mexico. All the contraband, all the arms, all the merchandise, all the legal merchandise, and all the migrants can come through that river. I've crossed the river in the same way that the migrants do. Nobody even takes notice.
Mexico has lost control of parts of the country because of organized criminal groups and drug cartels. So this idea that Mexico can put a full stop to migrants reaching the U.S.-Mexico border, it's a huge ask. And it's a regional discussion, you hear, from officials in Mexico that needs to be had between the U.S. and Mexico and the rest of the countries in the hemisphere. Right now, what we're hearing from the Trump administration is the exact opposite.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see where this goes from here. The World's Monica Campbell, thanks for following up the Nielsen resignation with us.
You're very welcome.